This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
The NBA is back, and at DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, the key to victory is a strong starting five. New customers can bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code FANRUN in all caps. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
That's working. Overtime.
Working a little overtime.
That'll suck some power. Overtime.
Maybe I'll just stay and work overtime.
Overtime again.
Working a little overtime.
Overtime. Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. As always, like I said, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys. Happy Monday to all. And because it is the evening show, to all a good night. No, I kid. Keep the radio on for just a couple more hours. You can go to bed later. And you don't need to. I get up at 4:30 every morning, and I'm here. You know what I mean? So you got no complaints. You can't say anything. There's no excuse for you not to be listening to overtime, unless you don't like Tucker, which then I understand. You know, I don't condone it. I don't like it. You know, but I do understand it. You know what I mean? I see where you're coming from.
I don't at all. I don't see anything of that sort.
No, I kid.
I think I'm all right.
I told you like last week on Friday when we were maybe it was even earlier in the week of like when we were having. Obviously, we talked a lot about what happened last Saturday, not
yes.
This past Saturday, but last Saturday in Neyland Stadium. That's going to be my go-to. That is going to be my go-to. If anytime anything happens or I need a joke or I'm running out of words, I don't condone it, but I do understand it. You know.
Sure.
It's my favorite.
It's a good go-to.
It's the definition of a sitting fence take, which I love.
Yeah, you can just sit right on it. People forget there's a seat up there.
Put the post.
Yeah.
In between.
Just sit right down.
Exactly.
Play both sides.
It's pretty comfortable.
Somewhat.
Speaking of comfortable, how's that chair?
I mean,
good as ever.
It's working.
Good
you
as
know?
Ever.
It's doing its job.
It's not. You're not on the ground, so you're good.
That's
you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's no. You know, lazy boy. You know, I'm not propped up, you know,
no,
sitting
would be
cool
you.
Up here.
But I'm
That's classic.
How you doing, man?
You know, whatever, man. You know, you know, that's kind of where I'm at right now. It's, you know, personally.
We had a very funny just talking to each other getting in here and like right before we got into the studio, to which I don't think we're going to have a funny show because of it. I always say like when I was playing basketball, especially in like P.E., every time I would make like every single jump shot during warm-ups or shoot around, worst game I ever played. If I went cold, best game I ever played. But if
right.
I hit every shot, worst game I ever played. I think this might be one of the worst games we ever play. I kid.
I mean,
I think it's gonna be a solid show.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't even know if you've picked up on it. I can hide it a little bit, you know.
Yeah, you have a hickey.
No, I do not. I wish. That'd be cool, you know? Go
like
relive the old teenage days.
Accusing you of things on radio. It's one of my favorite pastimes.
I do not. You wouldn't even see it. I'm wearing a hoodie. Let me.
That was the joke.
Just in case.
That was the joke.
I'm hiding
you were
it.
Adjusting your hoodie and said
oh.
You probably didn't notice it while adjusting your hoodie. I was like, oh.
Oh. I didn't even realize
Tucker
I was adjusting my hoodie whenever I said that, but I was. I remember now. No, I'm just, you know, not in the best moods today. Just kind of low energy, not a ton of motivation to
okay, Jeb Bush
to be here, but I'm here, and you know it's whatever. I'm gonna keep moving forward.
It's fair.
No reason to look back. Let's talk about this coming weekend. Let's get ahead.
Was the weekend bad? Is there something
wasn't good
that is okay? Besides, is this the game or is this? Oh wait.
Shut
it
up.
It was so. Oh,
shut
I completely
up.
Forgot.
Shut No, I really don't want to do this.
So when is Shot Caller Trivia?
We're not doing that, are we?
Oh, wow.
Are we?
Wow. Wow. I better hear some beeping or at least some reverse lights on the way you're backing out of
we
this.
We never even agreed.
And that is your fault. I sent you a whole entire list and you
this
never got
was
back
supposed to
me.
To be...
But you said yeah, I mean, Shot Caller Trivia doesn't sound the worst out of any of them.
That wasn't even... Do you even... The bet was wins at the end of the season. It is week
yeah,
about
but
to
we
be
talked
eight.
About doing it for the game, too. And Titans, I mean...
Yeah, we talked about a lot of things. It's real easy to like, be on the other
the,
side of something
of
after
greatest...
an uncompleted deal
no,
to be
no,
like,
look,
well,
I,
what we had
I,
talked
I
about.
I see where you're at. Like, I don't condone it.
Like,
I
where the
role's
reversed,
it.
I'm not coming in here today going, all right, put
That's
a shot
not
collar
true.
On.
That's just not
I
true.
Would not. I would rub it in your face.
You probably because you completely forgot about it and wouldn't even participate in any of the punishments because you're too scared and you knew what was going to happen. You knew that the Chiefs suck. You knew that the Titans have their number, except for in the playoffs. The Titans have their number in the regular season.
Except
from
the
season.
AFC Championship game with the Super Bowl on the line.
I mentioned playoffs.
You guys lost, though.
Yeah. Okay. We did.
Just make it fair.
We did.
It's cool.
We did.
Yeah.
28-3, though.
Yep.
Was it 28-3? I turned it off.
I
That's how good of a game it was.
I don't even know.
You're welcome for not texting you, by the way.
Oh, don't worry. Every other person... I live in Tennessee.
I know. That's why I didn't. I said...
I'm a little testy.
We can save this for radio because I know I'm going to be able to give him his punches. There's no reason... for me to have some fun with it, especially because I knew so many other Tennessee fans who don't like you also were going to be chiming in.
Yeah, it's not... It's so fun in, like, the preseason and, like, even, you know, even when we were losing.
Yeah, you
it's
ran so, your mouth.
I do. It's fun. And the same reason... I do it for the same reason people are doing it to me, and I get that, and it's fine. But I'm a little testy
I won't
lately.
Lie.
My friends haven't said a nice thing to me since Sunday at 3 o'clock. They've not said even, like... anything, they won't even respond to me. They just flood me with different memes and score, you know, box scores. The whole Derrick Henry stat.
He's pretty good.
It's been a couple days.
Are the Titans good? Or are the Chiefs bad? No,
we're awful. We're a horrible football
so
team.
The
Titans are honestly
that the Chiefs are bad. Would you
extremely
like to now,
overrated.
Speaking of backing out, would you like to back out of the win total bet?
No, we'll probably still win more games than you.
Would you like to go over the schedules?
Sure.
Let me pull them up real
sure,
quick.
Sure, it's fine. Mahomes' brain works.
I won't lie to you.
That was the only thing. If Mahomes did, like, you know, if they were like, hey, we're going to have to build him a new brain, you know, and he was going to
yeah,
miss
that,
that a few
was
weeks.
That was an unfortunate play
He's
there
fine.
At the end. Obviously, but it's
He's
still,
fine.
Like...
I mean, it's the Dirty Titans. Everybody knows that you guys play cheap, and you know you take your shots when you're up big. You know, you can't do a play like that.
There was an uncalled targeting against the Browns. That was clean, but you know, just like an actual incidental play that resulted in Patrick. Like he runs with a chicken, like a chicken with his head cut off. At certain points during the season or during his career,
people are
going to
take cheap shots.
His head is going to get. He face planted into, I believe it might have been Jeffrey Simmons' penis. Like, there's nothing Jeffrey Simmons could have done other than, like, accuse him of sexual assault.
That
like,
man
there
brought
was
a weapon onto the field.
In that situation. Frank Clark had an Uzi. You can get over it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. Nah, I think that's why we lost. Did you see the Uzi at all?
No.
It did not make an appearance. They didn't show it on the broadcast, at least.
You know Tennessee and how much they hate guns.
Yeah,
couldn't bring
that's
it
true.
In.
I feel like, you know, stadium security let in a bunch of mustard bottles. I noticed that.
Yeah.
Some people were taking funny pictures in, I think, Titan Stadium, I'm pretty sure.
Probably. I won't lie to you. That game happened at 1 o'clock, and it was so, it was fun. Like, don't get me wrong. I love beating
Say
anybody.
The word. You almost said it.
It was a little boring.
Yeah.
It was a little boring. I miss the Chiefs being good.
Yeah.
Knock on wood that doesn't happen again. But
I mean, let's be honest here. Like, no one believes that this is just the goodnight song of the Chiefs. Like, we're not just bad now.
No, but we have been told and waiting for
playing bad right now.
But we have been told and waiting for ever since week 14 of the season before last that there was going to be a step in the right direction. That there was going to, and obviously you won playoff games, you had good football. But we were told that it was going to
season
look
before
like the
last.
Same.
We won a Super Bowl.
Did I get my math wrong?
Yeah,
I'm talking
last
about
season.
Week 14
of last season.
No. Because last season we always talked about the week 14 stat of since week 14.
Sure.
Of the season before last.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill.
Well,
was the
people
better quarterback.
Cherry picked week 14 out of nowhere, but we won a Super Bowl after that. Since week 14 of that week, since that week, Super Bowls, Patrick Mahomes won.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady won.
I see what you're
every
saying.
Other quarterback zero.
Yeah,
like it's not a you know, Patrick Mahomes is going to be just fine.
But we've
fine.
Been waiting.
Our revamped offensive line is not as good as it was supposed to be. No. It is not what it was talked up to be. Trey Smith is, you know, I'm still rooting for him.
I wouldn't mind a little, maybe replace Buddy. Taylor Lewan once he's finally done with football. Throw Trey Smith
I don't know
down
how
there.
Like they seem like they would be so good. You look at all those names.
Yeah.
You see it and you're like, what a unit, you know?
Would you like to run down the schedules real quick?
Yeah, well, I can pull it up too.
Here, you pull up the Chiefs. I got the Titans in front of me.
Yeah.
Titans. Next week, you got the Colts at Indiana. You go at L.A. for the Rams, which will be a hard game.
A loss.
Those probably two will probably be two of the harder games that you play this season. And then you have at home against the Saints, at home against the Texans, at New England. So maybe Foxborough will give you some trouble, but I'm not overly impressed by Mac Jones by any means. I don't think he has the big playability to really beat the Titans. But, you know, anything can happen any given Sunday. We saw that this past weekend. You have the Jags at home, at Steelers, then 49ers at home, Dolphins at home, Texans at home. So you have maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'll add the Steelers just because it's at Heinz Field, even though I don't think the Steelers are any good either. You have 5 hard games remaining on the schedule, which is a good amount, but it's not anything crazy. Like, the Rams are by far the most challenging opponent, and the next is maybe, you could argue, Saints, Patriots, or Steelers for any of those next hardest games. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And then the rest of them are Colts. In Indianapolis might be a challenge, but you've already shown that you could beat them. They might be coming together a little bit more, but I have confidence. And then it's Texans and Jags and 49ers and Dolphins. Like, that's not the strongest of list down the stretch. It was a pretty hard start to the season, taking on the Cardinals and the Seahawks and the Colts and the Bills and the Chiefs. And you win every single game except for the Cardinals game. You're sitting in good position right now, 5-2, winning the big games that you had to win. I said on the airwaves, I'd be fine with maybe even not winning both of them as long as we look competitive, you know what I mean? But I would love a split. A split was what I was rooting for. You go 2-0 against the Bills and the Chiefs heading into Indianapolis this weekend for Halloween. I'm feeling good. Feeling good. Maybe still fire Vrabel, but like, I'm still feeling good, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you probably still should fire Mike Vrabel. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. The Chiefs...
He looks crazy.
He wasn't... Yeah, you'd think he looked happier. He would look happier. He looked pretty pissed off.
He looked like he just like constantly has something in his eye.
He just doesn't seem to be having a lot of fun.
No.
I don't know. He's smart, though.
Yeah. You want to run down the rest of the
Yeah, I mean, we got the Giants next Monday. That's a dub. Dublinski.
I mean, they're coming off
Bank.
They're coming off a big win.
I don't care. They're the Giants.
They might get healthy.
No, the Chiefs at our worst these past few years. We're better than the Giants. We're beating the Giants, especially on Monday Night Football.
Go ahead.
Won't cover 10 points for some reason.
Keep going, though.
Okay, the Packers probably lose that one. But we'll be in that ballgame. That'll actually, you know what? I'll go ahead, hand up. I'm calling my shot here. That'll be the game everybody goes, hold on. Are they back? And then we'll roll in. We'll beat the Raiders.
You think your defense has a shot against Aaron Rodgers right now?
Beat the Cowboys.
Are we just assuming these things? I didn't say that we were going to beat anybody. I was very reasonable and said that these were going to be hard games. Are we going to be honest, or do you want to get funny with it? Because we can get funny with it, brother.
Okay, hold on. All right, if we're looking at games that the Chiefs win.
Because you are like you're going to Vegas.
Sure. Okay.
Raiders have already shown that they maybe have the number a little bit in the previous seasons. Now during down times. I mean, took you to OT, did they not, in the other game?
Still beat them.
Okay, but still.
Right. Yeah, they're better than they have been like 6 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, the AFC West is very competitive.
Sure.
I don't think the Broncos are any good. That would be the one team I give you out
of
the AFC
West. That's two more
wins.
We'll sweep the Broncos.
Okay.
Let's see here. We'll beat the Steelers. The Bengals, it'll be late season, so they'll have fell off the cliff. So we'll beat the Bengals.
Okay.
Week 16, or whatever that is. Week 17. No.
Yeah.
Week 16. Because we still got the Broncos after that. And then, let's see here. We'll probably split the Raiders. I'll say split the Raiders. And then...
Going at L.A. after already losing to them earlier in the season. L.A. didn't look the strongest against the Ravens, who then, obviously, we're at the point of the season now. We're just pointing at who beat who kind
right.
of deal. I mean, the Ravens get demolished by the Bengals, especially in the fourth quarter. But the Chargers got demolished by the Ravens. But the good news is the Chiefs lost to both of those teams. So I think the Bengals will probably be a loss along with the Chargers on top of that.
We can revisit.
A hard draw. I'll give you that. Both teams this year had a hard draw in terms of the NFC West being a very, very good division. Or maybe not a very good division, but the best team in the NFL currently in that division. And then two very, very talented teams as well in the Seahawks with a healthy Russell Wilson. And then the North in the AFC is a challenge as well.
I think the Bengals are winning the AFC North. Legitimately.
I think the Browns
I said they would fall off the cliff. If they don't fall off the cliff, then they like have to win that division.
I think they're a good team. Joe Burrow is very good at football. I mean, he's running around with no protection and just able to find Chase.
Yeah, it's nice having a quarterback and a receiver that played with each other in college. I think guys might actually start looking into that more in the draft process.
Do you ever wish that Patrick Mahomes went to a better college? Or you didn't get JUCO wide receivers in the NFL?
Would have been, it might be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like our receivers are bad. They're weirdly bad. Not bad this year.
Well,
unreliable. They're dropping a lot.
Yeah.
Just catch the football like you've done the past three seasons, and I think this team's completely different. Like, the drops, and they're not, they just seem to come at bad times. Like, third downs, a lot of drops, just, I don't know.
Well, Chiefs have been phenomenal. I have been a proponent of being an honest person when it comes to being like Patrick Mahomes is a very, very creative player. But at the same time, it feels like a lot of the times in the previous seasons, you would still get in the same third down and distances. You would still make the same plays. The only difference is now those passes are being dropped. And it sucks a lot more, obviously, when they're dropped and not caught and ran for 75 yards after the catch.
Yeah, it just seems kind of like the team's lost their edge a little bit.
Got
soft,
maybe?
I guess.
Andy Reid's son get arrested, and they're like, ooh, well, I don't trust the system.
We need to take it easy. Let's all relax. Life is worth something more.
Can't put together a drive. What was Andy Reid's?
That was the issue to begin with.
What was Andy Reid's son's
Britt.
Name? Oh, that's a DUI
I believe it was
name.
Britt.
That is a big DUI name.
Britt Reid, I think it was his name. I don't think it was Brett Reid. I believe it was Britt with an I.
That's so much worse.
I might be wrong. I really didn't put it.
Britt, which is good last name.
A great last name.
Bad first name.
If David Britt called in and said, "My name's Britt David," we're hanging up.
Yeah.
My God. Get away.
Two of the worst first names.
It's tough. I'm not having fun.
I can tell.
I'm not having fun.
I can tell.
I used to, if I couldn't watch a game with my dad, like it used to be where I would get like one text message. And it would be, yeah, we're pretty good. Now I get about 14, 15. Mm-hmm. And
is that your dad just learning how to use a phone too?
No, he works with phones. He's a good phone guy. He's just... He's just real angry this football season, and,
it's all setting up for a very good Father's Day show.
I watch a show, and I described this to one of my buddies the other day. Have you ever heard of the show Midnight Gospel?
I've seen a couple clips. It looks bad.
Duncan Trussell. Well,
I've only seen clips, but I
it's pretty much he took his podcast and animated it, is what it is.
Then maybe I'm thinking of the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's animated. People who made Adventure Time.
Oh, okay, never mind. I was thinking of it was like a drama where it was a cult.
No.
With vampires and stuff.
Sure is not.
Looks really
Midnight
bad.
Gospel is a there's an episode and he's talking to the president, but that doesn't even matter. But the whole time the president's, doing his thing, walking around. It's just a podcast pretty much. And the president's talking about like doing drugs, and he's like, certain drugs are like an elevator that'll take you all the way to the tippy top, and the doors will open, and you'll see a beautiful world, and it's amazing, and everybody's having a good time. And then eventually the elevator doors close, and you go back down to your floor. But what if you don't, what if it doesn't stop on your floor? What if it keeps going deeper and deeper all the way to the basement? It's kind of how I feel right now as a Chiefs fan. It's tough. We went all the way to the tippy top, almost got to the Super Bowl, almost made it, then made it to the top, won a Super Bowl, and then...
This, it reminds me of a tale I was taught at Sunday school.
It's tough
school.
Right now.
We'll get a little,
and we're only 3-4.
We'll get a little religious on the airwaves.
Okay.
Heaven and hell. The two places, correct?
Well, there's a third purgatory some refer to as well.
Well,
I don't know what...
Let's just focus on the two
for right now. What brands of religion...
We'll focus on the two.
Two.
We'll focus on the two.
Okay.
This is coming from a Methodist background, by the way. Okay, so if anybody, right. if anybody has any bones to pick,
okay.
take it up with Miss Diane, my Sunday school teacher.
We're doing a sermon now.
I'm sure she's good. There's two versions. I'm trying to think of how to tell this story. I'm trying to remember all the pieces.
Okay. Oh, is this like a church story
yeah.
that you heard
yeah.
one time?
Yeah, I mean, it's very similar in my brain right
okay.
now. I'm sure as soon as I say it, it's not going to be anywhere close to similar or
right.
apply at all.
Sure.
But in my brain, it's like, oh, that reminds me of this, where... You obviously heaven and hell, right? The two places. When you're going, there was a story about a man who had gone, and he had the choice of going to heaven and or hell, and he got to take a tour, basically, of the two of them. Like an apartment, like you get to go see the apartment without the fisheye lens and stuff like that, because you can't trust the websites, you can't trust Zillow or anything like that. Like, you have to go inspect the doorknobs, make sure they're not loose, check out the outlets and everything, make sure the caulking is good.
Right.
You got to check everything.
You got to check
so
all that stuff.
The dude's going around making sure, and he goes to heaven. And heaven is just this big open space of a bunch of Christian people, and it's whites and cloud, and it seems very boring. You know what I mean? It looks like the Progressive commercials, minus flow. Like just a white empty space, some clouds, God's hanging out. But it's not a party by any means. It's nothing luxurious. And he's like, you know, I think I'm going to go check out hell. I think that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
So he takes a trip down to hell. God's like, yeah, cool, I guess. Throws him down to hell, and he gets down to hell. And hell has all these lobsters and a full golf course. And
okay.
This is a real story, by the
okay.
way.
Okay. So they got a golf course in hell?
There's a golf course. There's
Does this
lobsters.
Person know for sure?
There's all these different things. And so God takes him back up to heaven and says, which one would you like to go to? And the guy's like, you know, I mean, the lobsters and the golf course, those all seem pretty sick. Send me to hell, brother. Send me to hell. And he gets to hell, and the devil's like, I was lying, and that seems a lot of where the Chiefs fans are at, where it was really good. And we talked about it with the Ravens before, once Lamar won his MVP and then started to fall down the hill, and obviously we saw this past weekend. There's still some question marks surrounding that team, but maybe things have gotten figured out, and maybe it's not all lobsters and golf courses, and maybe it's just a big bad devil with his DUI'd riding son.
I don't think...
Andy Reid is red, like, you can't deny that.
Andy is red. Not as red as Tom Coughlin.
You think you need a logo change?
Like the team logo?
Anything would work. Anything to change anything,
no.
you know?
No. What I think is that little rugrat Patrick Mahomes is raising needs to sleep more. I think that's really the main issue.
Yeah.
I've heard people talking about this in the past. I heard someone say it, and I started thinking about it. I think it's true. A steep pew downfall as soon as he had a child. I don't think he's getting any sleep. I think Mahomes is playing exhausted every week. And that's why the receivers are dropping the football.
I also think it's a little bit to do...
And no one blocks.
We'll go with a joke and then we'll go with something. The dad strength, like he's looking like Joe Milton out there. He just can't... All of a sudden, he has a kid and now he's 10 times stronger than he ever was. He's overthrowing every receiver, putting balls through people's hands and stuff like that.
Wow. That would be much cooler if he did just come out after having a kid and like fling it like 85 yards. And they're like, wow, dad strength. And it's a meme and everybody's having fun and we're like 6-1 right now. And we're having a good time.
Speaking of memes, did you see the trade Mahomes trending?
I love that we have a quarterback so good that other teams are trying to get us to trade him when we're at our worst.
It was Chiefs fans
when he's playing his worst. There's other fans trying to get him.
It was
to
a bunch of Chiefs fans celebrating. It was like Chiefs fans when the Chiefs trade Taylor Heinicke and a third round pick to the Washington football team. It was a very funny meme.
Yeah, yeah, we want to trade him for sure. Yeah, you start looking at that contract. Oh boy. Ooh.
No, I think obviously
10 years, $500 million.
There was the talk. I looked at it. I didn't bookmark it, so I'm not gonna be able to pull it up. But I did see it, and it would be interesting to go through. Edwards-Helaire was talked about being one of the smartest picks of that first round, if not that draft. Wow. Andy Reid got a receiving back, the perfect fit for his system. Now, obviously, you have bust and stuff like that. But then when you look at and that would be like, okay, we don't have a run game, but we still are fantastic in every other aspect of our game. But That's not the case. You do have a bad defense. Like, we have defensive stats to back that up. You do have a bad offensive line. You got stats to back that up. You everything is not going great.
We got old guys.
And it would be very, very different, again, talking about Edwards-Helaire being a bust and a bad pick, if there weren't so many guys such as Antoine Winfield, who picked off and taunted in the Super Bowl, Trayvon Diggs, who has arguably, I think, the most touchdowns right now out of any defensive player, and still more touchdowns as a defensive player than his brother Stephon Diggs has as an offensive player. Like, that's just two people off the top of my head that I know were drafted in the second round of that draft. Now, obviously, hindsight is 20/20. But at what point do you start questioning the luck of everything, if that makes sense? Now, obviously, there was some building. But did everyone know that this was going to happen, that this team was going to be fantastic? Or did you just pick up the pieces and hope and pray? And I guess this is kind of a stupid question, because that's really everything. You pick and you hope and pray. But at the same time, we were talking about Andy Reid and all these other guys in the front offices being these geniuses. It has not looked the case in the past recent years now that the deterioration is starting to set in. And my second question, do you trust them to fix this? Do you trust them to go out and get the right guys to fix
okay.
this?
Okay. All right. Everybody needs to relax a little bit. I'm upset. All right. I've been I've seen the bad days. I know what the bad days look like. This is not that. This is not the bad days. We've lost 4 football games. Less than a year ago, this past February, we played in a Super Bowl.
We lost. I'm sure the Eagles said something very similar when the quarterback controversy between Wentz and Foles was going on.
Right. Did they go to 2 back-to-back?
No, I believe they made an NFC Championship game or something like that, okay. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we were the AFC Championship game losers, Super Bowl winners, and Super Bowl losers. It was a little, you know, and there was a lot of turnover within that too. We didn't have the same team all 3 years. There was a lot of different guys on that defensive end.
You ever worry you're going to turn into the Packers?
No. Brett Veach knows what he's doing.
Okay.
We're gonna be just fine. Okay. Like
my thing is just like
you.
When you look at the wide receiver core, there's so many different position groups that could have talking
sure.
points. Even Mahomes, like Mahomes has been bad this year. He's tied for the lead in interceptions with Zach Wilson.
A lot of deflected interceptions. I wish you could find that.
Okay. Mahomes is mom.
I wish you could find that.
Ryan Tannehill has had a lot of deflected receptions as well. Or interceptions, not receptions. Probably deflected receptions, too. You had that one for Julio against the... was that the Bills? Maybe that was the week before? Sick catch. Anyways, it seems like a lot of the players just... they're not the same. I'm not trying to compare them exactly to this man, because he is very good at football. He's very good at what he does. He's very fast. He's a cheetah. But a lot of the wide receivers seem to just be of the same player style as Tyreek Hill. It doesn't seem like there's you have the big threat in terms of deep threat and
that's
Tyreek
Robinson.
Hill.
Oh, like the big threat?
Like the deep threat down the
field.
Yeah,
that's McCall Hardman.
And then you exactly
Tyreek Hill.
But
you got 2 fast guys. You got Robinson, who's a big, like 6'5", big body. You got Travis Kelce, who's a quick but agile tight end. You got Byron Pringle, who's a pretty good route runner. You got that old buddy from Clemson, who's doing all right as a backup.
Sammy
Powell is his last name.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Sammy Watkins.
No, we got him last year.
That's what I thought.
This guy that I'm talking about, I can't remember his first name. He doesn't play a ton. I don't think our wide receivers are a problem. Like who they are, it's just they're not using their hands very well.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It just there's a lot going on.
The whole team's desperate right now because nobody really knows what to do right now.
Nobody knows the troubles they've seen. Nobody knows the sorrow.
This team hasn't seen any trouble.
That is my question. Do you trust not only the front office people, but do you trust the Chiefs in general to fix it? As you talk about it with teams that are very young or in the NBA and stuff like that, where they just don't have veteran ability. So when they run into a wall during that 82 games, it's really hard to get over that wall because you don't have the ability to know, like, okay, well, there's still 82 games. Now, obviously, NFL plays not 82 games.
Right.
But, like, there is a very... I would be interested in that. I wonder how the ages of the Chiefs. If you took off punters and long snappers and stuff like that, guys who have been there forever. I wonder how young the Chiefs are, because I don't think Tyreek Hill has been in there for a minute. Kelce was butched at Cincinnati. That's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like there's some old guys in there. I did enjoy David Long mocking Travis Kelce.
That's honestly taunting. I thought we were cracking down on this kind of thing.
It wasn't because he didn't make a play. taunting, you have to make a play.
I don't think so. Yeah, no. I think taunting by definition is just taunting. And it seems like that kind of disgusting display is okay when the Titans do it.
When you're going against the refs, I think the refs are going to lean of like, okay, yeah, mock this guy who's yelling at me right now.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it was.
They hurt your quarterback.
I mean, Patrick
Mahomes
trying to bite Jeffrey Simmons' penis, and we're going to sit here and talk about...
He had a face mask on. Are we going to pretend like he could?
Jeffrey Simmons had a cup on. That's a lot of protection. Doesn't mean things can't happen. Look at you and me.
What the hell? Okay, I see what you're saying now. I see what you're after here. I'm just saying.
It's a little bit more time than I wanted to spend on it. I genuinely wasn't playing.
It's a whole lot more time than I wanted to spend.
I wasn't playing a joke on you at the beginning of the show when you were down. I was like, I was genuinely trying to figure out, like, was there something that happened that I missed and that I didn't get an email or a text about that we can't bring up on radio, or what was the issue, until it really did click of like, oh, the Chiefs blow. You know what I mean? The Chiefs suck. They're bad.
Titans are overrated. We're bad.
Titans aren't overrated. They beat the two of the best AFC
teams. If we're bad, then this win isn't like impressive at all.
The only teams that we've lost
to... Pick a side, brother. Don't sit on the fence like you've been talking about.
No, I don't understand.
Are we a good team to beat, or are we a scrub? What are we?
What are you? Go ahead and tell me what you are, and then I'll form my take off that. Just kidding. You guys suck. We'll be right back.
Wow.
OTOTOTOT. Overtime rolling right along, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys. Me and Tucker just fist fought, so we've settled. It should be a good show from now on. How you hanging in there?
I feel fine.
I got a mean right hook.
Eh.
I'm not very strong.
It's not bad.
It's just my length.
It's
like
all right.
The leverage. Like I'm like a whip that cracks. That's what my punch is. My arm is a whip that cracks. Or like a chain that you spin, and then another form of whip.
Right. It wasn't necessarily the force behind it, but just the amount of the ones you
the
know.
Angle that came
you,
from.
You're all torso, so I was mostly working your ribs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
My ribs have gotten work before.
I'm not surprised.
We're live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, though, and are you ready for a little pop quiz?
Yeah.
You don't sound ready.
Let me get my notes. Yeah, I'm good.
White Claw Hard Seltzer is crafted using blank ingredients. Give you a hint, it's not quantity.
It's an adjective.
It's not quantity.
It's quality
ingredients.
Yeah.
White Claw Hard Seltzer is made from a blend of blank water.
A different adjective.
Blank water. White Claw Hard Seltzer. It's made from...
Seltzer water.
And by any chance, do you think, like, if I was a celiac... someone who had a gluten intolerance.
Right.
Would I be able to drink said beverage?
You could.
As long as, in this scenario, I'm a celiac who is over 21.
Right. You are over 21 and you have celiac, which means you cannot have gluten.
Exactly.
Which means you can drink as many White Claws as you can responsibly.
I mean,
as much as you want.
Any gluten freak probably doesn't drink a lot of beer, so probably only have two or three. Take the responsible route.
If you've not, partaken before.
If you don't eat cookies, probably shouldn't drink beer. You know
take
what I mean?
Easy.
But you can drink a White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Yes,
it's a gluten-free alcohol base and
That's
a hint of fruit flavor. They're just 100 calories, 1 gram of sugar, 5% alcohol. Now available in 16 deliciously refreshing flavors. Please drink responsibly. White Claw Hard Seltzer. Not a ton of time before the next segment, so we're just going to hit some jokes. Some jokes, if you will. This is not as much of a joke as this is a real scenario where I tried to tell a joke and it didn't work out, so I was like, it would be funny if I brought it up on radio about the real ins and outs of the Will world.
You tried to tell a joke and it didn't land?
It went bad.
What happened?
Probably my worst ever reaction in a room, because A, I don't know any of these people. It's orientation with a bunch of doctors and nurses and people who I enjoy the company of all of them. I haven't had a rude person yet.
That's cool.
But they are a little bit on the smarter side, which usually lends to not having the best social skills. And I'm on the side of...
stupid.
And so, which then also lends to not having the best social skills. So it was just kind of a balance of me being quiet and a lot of people talking a lot because they know a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I try to chime in with a joke. And boy, oh boy, did I don't know if I can say this.
Give me the run up.
Should I? No.
I don't know what kind of joke it is. Shoot me a text real quick.
I bombed. I'll just
you
say
bombed?
It didn't go well.
Give what prompted you to tell said joke.
So in this thing, we have orientation, and now because it's a hospital, even though I work in food service and
yes.
I'm serving food, everyone has to take these certain classes before you are fully employed, if you
right.
will. Like, you're still working, you're still getting paid, but you have to finish this, like, literal...
Public relations.
Literal
sort of
online
thing.
Homework that gotcha. You have to do. And I haven't started it yet, so I don't know what it entails, but it's called CBL. And I thought I was very funny. And I heard CBL, and in my brain, obviously, I thought of hit album from Drake.
Yes.
Six God. Most recently, CLB.
Right.
Certified Lover Boy. And so I made the joke.
Oh, no.
I made the joke.
Oh, no.
CBL, I guess you can call me a certified boy lover. And no one laughed.
That's a great joke.
I thought so, too.
That's good. I mean, you got to know your audience, and me. I'm the right audience for that one. That's funny. That's a good joke, Will. But
not a single person got it.
It's much more funny in this, with that story. The whole story is what's good. I don't even think the joke itself is perfect.
It was bad.
How quick did they look at you, the whole room?
Oh, yeah. And
the whole. Did anyone even... Did you get an exhale?
No.
Out of the nose?
I can't get a smile because obviously everyone's wearing masks. So it is just sound.
God.
And there was not a single sound.
No.
I hope someone was smiling under their mask. If look at these white
maybe,
idiots.
Yeah, probably. Maybe. Oh, that's good, Will. That's good. That's good stuff. Put that, yeah. There you go.
Keep that one down.
I like that story. Yeah, keep that one. That's funny. That's a good one.
But no, it was very unfortunate.
You describing CBL, and I was like, well, where's he going to take this? And then you said the album, and I was like, okay. And it was like watching a car wreck, and you can't stop it, you know, but you know where it's going, and you know where it's going to hit. That's good. That was nice.
Yeah.
That was solid.
No. I think I maybe got like two pity laughs.
Yeah.
Which is even creepier because it's like you don't get the joke, but you're just laughing at the fact that I like boys.
You thought the joke was pedophilia.
Yeah.
It's not. That's not the joke. The joke is
it's a pun.
It's a I don't even know word association, but you flipped it.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the joke is that it's wrong.
Yeah.
Those people, watch those people.
I won't forget to do my CBLs because now all I'm going to think about is the situation. When I think about the situation, I go, CBL, got to do my CBL.
Got to do your
Which
CBLs.
I am still not sure what it stands for if it's not certified boy lover.
Yeah, no, you can't. And I don't think the hospital.
To ask too.
I don't think the hospital's allowed to ask you, so, you know, to do that form of CBL. I think it's certification for burger.
Loader.
You're a burger loader.
I'm a burger loader.
You load burgers.
Load up on some
certified
burgers. Certified
burger loader. Yeah.
It was awkward.
That album's good though.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was a good joke.
See, the superheroes are turning gay. Speaking of boy lovers,
superheroes.
Yeah.
Which ones?
I don't know. I didn't read the article, but I just saw a headline on my Snapchat news that says more and more superheroes are coming out. I was like, those are written though. Like it's not like all of a sudden that they realize. Like, I guess in the storyline, but it's not like all of a sudden, like, Clark Kent, like, just realized Lois Lane, gross. Give me Jeffrey Jones. You know
what
I mean?
I think the story, I've heard that one. I think Superman, like, the new Superman.
His son is.
It's his
gay.
Son,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
That's how they made
he
that one work.
A bi Asian boyfriend, I believe.
Okay.
It's kind of.
Is the boyfriend a superhero?
I'm not sure.
Probably not. You know, Lois Lane wasn't in the business.
Yeah.
Probably best to do it that way. Most superheroes do it that way.
Yeah.
They're just doing it a slightly different way.
His kryptonite's just like Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yep. That would be a fitting thing.
No, don't take me to Atlanta.
Oh, my God. Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh. Superheroes. Remember that one superhero?
If any superhero was going to be gay, it'd be The Thing.
Continue.
I mean, anytime he turns into a
the
literal...
The Thing. Who the hell's The Thing?
The
help me out
Fantastic
here.
Fantastic Four.
The orange guy.
Yeah.
Okay,
Rockman. The Rockman. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. 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 I kind of see where you're going. All right. Okay.
Rock dude.
He's hard all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, man.
And, I mean, when you look at the Fantastic Four, there's three dudes, one girl.
And the one girl...
Majority rules. He's getting hard from dudes. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
I'm just making sense.
You're speaking statistics.
And
the one girl could go invisible. Dude.
Yeah,
he didn't even see her half
exactly.
the time.
Exactly.
For the most of the time,
he wouldn't even know if she's naked. You know,
that's right.
She'd probably just. You know.
She does get naked in that one movie.
Does she?
You know how dumb I am? I was 12 years old. She's invisible and gets naked, and you can't see anything. It doesn't show even like a calf. You know. But the whole time, I'm like, this freaking rocks, dude.
I
was so stoked.
I remember when I was young. Do you remember the proactive body shampoo commercials? It was just like a long commercial.
Right.
And
sure.
I was convinced.
Body shampoo?
Maybe it wasn't proactive, but it was some sort of like
sure,
specialty.
It was Agni stuff, yeah.
Specialty
in the shower.
Shampoo for your body.
Yeah.
And I remember being convinced. Because, like, obviously, you're watching girls where, like, from the, like, right above the chest up, you see shoulders. You know what I mean? And shoulders are wild. And
yeah.
So, like, I'm just assuming, like, okay, yeah, they're definitely not just wearing a towel. You know what
right.
I mean? I'm assuming completely gone.
Yeah, for some
clothes.
Reason in the TV studio.
But there's a male boob that pops up on the TV. You see a nipple, but it goes by too fast to tell if it's a female or
and
not.
Like, ah,
and we didn't have pause on my TV. I didn't have a DVR. This was antenna
right.
TV at my dad's house. All we had was the freeze TV frame button. So I couldn't like rewind and go check it. Just every time that commercial it came on, I had to sprint to the remote and try to freeze it. And I remember I did it like probably 50 times before I finally nailed it, and it was male boob. And I've never been more disappointed in something in my whole entire life.
It wasn't hairy?
No, it was a
perfectly shaven.
Perfectly
shaven male.
It was a nice chest. Like, I'm not gonna hate on it.
Was it kind of yoked a little bit? It had muscle,
yeah.
So that's why it was a little.
He had even the lower chest.
Really,
the under chest.
Those are hard to get.
Will.
You
yeah.
got a decline bench and all that. It's tough. Not every gym has a decline bench. You know, you got to get the bench and you got to kind of like hang off. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to that guy. Good friend.
For sure. For sure.
I remember the Axe commercials used to get me. You know, I would get excited for those.
GoDaddy commercial.
It was literally, it was nothing, you know, it was just like a girl.
We should do a commercials draft.
Coming on to a man to be her boyfriend. And I was just like, that's awesome. Could you imagine?
Do you remember the old Esurance commercials where it was talking babies? And the baby had a really low voice like this.
And he talked like this. Yes. Yeah, he traded stocks.
Such a funny commercial.
He pukes. He pukes. Do you remember the one where he pukes? Yeah,
those things were so
hilarious.
Funny. There's one where it was a baby girl. With a very low voice, and I thought this was the height of comedy.
You thought it was she had pigtails,
and he goes, shut up, Dennis, and she goes, it's Denise, and it was the funniest thing.
That's comedy.
It's comedy.
That's hilarious.
I mean? We should do a draft of old commercials. Coming up, we're gonna hit some college football recap. We have picks, so I'm gonna recap the NFL picks. Obviously, we already discussed the big game of the weekend. So talk
right.
about the picks and previews. Talk about Alabama. We got high school teacher arrested.
Uh-oh.
Halloween tips. Those two go hand in hand if you're catching my drift.
Right.
The Knoxville Police Department has released their official tips for Halloween to keep your children safe. So we're going to tell all the criminals how to get around them. Got Disney's adults going too adult for Disney.
Okay.
Lost and scammed. And
okay.
Six Flags. That's all the hints I'm giving you. Got a lot prepped for the show, plus some bookmarks, plus some stats. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot of overtime left to get to. Final segment of overtime, a real quick one.
Don't blink.
Should we just not talk? Just be silent for the whole segment?
Yeah. I'd be okay with that. That'd be funny. It's art, you mm-hmm. can say.
Verbal meme. Handshake meme. AJ Brown and Ja Morant. Oh, and no, Spider-Man pointing meme. Scratch verbal meme. Reset.
Okay.
Verbal meme. Spider-Man pointing, but there's three Spider-Men.
There's three.
And it's AJ Brown, Lamar Jackson, and Ja Morant all pointing at each other because Ja Morant tweets out, Game of Runs.
Okay. Game of Runs. Nice. Hilarious.
That's all he tweeted, too.
Yeah. Did A.J. Brown, did he have to leave the field at any point? Did he,
at least not in a wheelchair.
Lamar Jackson?
No,
like
I don't think
when he trotted out. Remember, he trotted
yeah.
against the Browns. He
yeah.
trotted.
Which was very ironic. OBJ, the Browns, poop.
They go hand in hand. That's the Spider-Man meme. There it is. Pointing at each other. Handshake. I don't know. I don't know which meme that would be.
There's another format I just saw that I want to start doing as the handshake meme. Did you see where Tom Brady had his 600th touchdown pass this past weekend? And it got given away by Mike Evans, who just loves giving gifts to adults.
I saw that.
Very weird. Mike Evans might be a boy lover. Just always handing the ball
CBL.
To random homies.
Could be. But it's cool, though, that he gives it to the adults. The adults don't get no love. You know, if I get those seats, I'm hoping the whole time that somebody hands me a football.
I guess.
It'd be cool.
Yeah, I'd be hoping, too.
And at least if you give it to an adult, like, that person paid to be there. They paid for that football.
Yeah.
That stupid freeloading kid didn't pay for
that. That's
nothing.
Why I like baseball, A, because we went for the Braves are in the World Series. But that's why I like baseball more than football, is because when an adult gets something like that, he usually goes and finds the nearest kid at a football game. It's Heisman moment time. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Throw up that stiff arm. But he gave away his 600th ball. Apparently, there was some trading that was done, some discussion that was done. He got his ball back. But someone tweeted this out, and I saw it. Do you remember Derek Jeter in the instance with his balls? And not because they were smaller due to steroids.
He hit a homer.
Was he the one who did steroids?
Jeter? A-Rod did steroids.
A-Rod did steroids. Okay, never mind.
A-Rod did steroids.
Jeter, big balls. Sorry.
I haven't seen... So I couldn't begin to guess.
Stadium security guards who had been prepared for the event whisked Mr. Lopez and his father. Mr. Lopez is the guy who caught a ball. I don't know what this was. Like, I don't know what the event was, what milestone it was, but apparently Mr. Lopez had caught a milestone ball of Derek Jeter's in Yankee Stadium. And his father, Mr. Lopez, was taken with his father to the office of the team president, where officials asked his intentions. According to the team spokeswoman, he goes, "What do you want?" Mr. Lopez said Monday at the Verizon store in Middletown, New York, where he was being interviewed and where he works customer service. "I was like, how about a couple signed balls, some jerseys, and bats?" He said, "I can definitely do that." Apparently, he ended up also getting Yankee season tickets for the rest of that season.
Mm.
So it was a 3,000th hit, and it was some signed stuff and season tickets for the remainder of the season. What do you think this guy got?
Oh, I know what he got.
What did he get?
He got screwed.
Is that what he got?
He got screwed. He got a signed ball, a signed jersey, right? Or I don't even know if the jersey's signed. And that's like it, right?
I don't know. I didn't really pay attention to the story, I won't lie.
The new one?
Yeah. I think Mike Evans is just, we were just talking about why he's giving the balls to kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think it's to get any... in front of any Deflategate rumors.
You think they're just trying to get rid of them?
Yeah, no, not get rid of them, but like the fans would have reacted if we handed them a deflated ball. They would have squeezed it, you know?
Right.
You know? Or maybe to get rid of them. Maybe it's the perfect money laundering scheme. They're
ball
laundering.
You give them to your fan. He's not going to tell.
It's true. This is true.
But yeah, that ball, that 600 touchdown ball, there's been evaluations of people, based on other things, how much it might sell for at auction. If he had kept it and left the stadium, $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Tom probably would have bought it. You could have done that, which, it's a little much.
Yeah.
But I think...
seems like a terrible thing to do.
Right. I'm not saying that he should have done that. I'm saying he should have negotiated a little more, higher.
I guess I don't condone that, but I understand it.
Right. That's $500,000. That's life-changing. I would have, give me...
But what about the signed ball plus the signed jersey... plus the story behind it.
Right, right.
Is that close to 250?
Sure. What I'm thinking is they did give him $1,000 in like stadium
store.
Stadium store merchandise, yeah, in credit. They gave him $1,000 credit.
Would you just steal an old lady's gift card?
You could do that.
Credit card.
People have done that. Yeah, you can do that. But also that's it. That's
maybe
all they gave
him. Kiss Brady's kid or something.
Maybe.
That's
a high honor.
Yeah.
Few have done so.
I wonder if he gets to meet Brady. That would be my...
that last comment got you sound like a CBL.
It was a joke. Brady makes out with his children. It's not my fault.
I know it's nobody's fault.
I'm not saying I'm not jealous of the kid. I want to make out with Tom Brady.
Right.
I should probably put that out there after you called me a CBL. We'll be right back. More CBL stuff after this. Hour two of overtime.
Dose.
Getting started. Real quick update in the story. Mr. Lopez. So we were comparing Mr. Lopez's situation, the guy who caught the 3,000th hit from Jeter, the ball and everything, comparing him to Brady's 600th touchdown pass who got the ball. I don't know the situation about the guy who got the ball from Mike Evans, but after a little bit more digging into this thread, apparently, let me phrase this. I would agree with you on all or everyone on Twitter who's saying, oh, you should have gotten a better deal, which, like, who's going to stockbroker at a football game when you're meeting two of your heroes and now talking about getting signed stuff from your hero? You take what you can get in the moment type deal. I wouldn't be able to make good decisions. But Mr. Lopez apparently is not able to make good decisions pre-catching the 300th or the 3,000th hit, as he gave the ball back, obviously got free season tickets and some merch and stuff like that. But this article right here, it's just a little excerpt. If you really think about it, does Jeter need that ball more than Lopez, who could have used the $200,000? Because that's what it was being evaluated at that time. Now, again, I don't know the situation of the Bucks fan, but it's been reported that Lopez owes at least $100,000 in student loans.
Would have been nice.
So he took Yankee tickets over paying off Rutgers.
Yeah. I mean, $500,000 in your arms. What are you doing, you know? Like, I mean, it's easy to be me and you right here and go, yeah, you got it. That's Tom's 600 touchdown. He'll get that ball.
But
he'll get that ball eventually.
At the same time, you're saying this, but at the same time, it's very easy for everyone sitting at the keyboards to know that it's $500,000, do the research and everything like that. He got the ball handed to him, and by the time that the commercial break was over, someone was over there discussing trading it already. He had no time to respond. In the moment, I would have done the exact same thing.
Would you?
Yes, 1,000%.
I don't know.
I might have just being Will Stevens. I wouldn't have told a couple jokes and see what I could have gotten away with.
Right.
Like bring him over or something like that. Let me speak to Tom. I don't believe this. Or something like that. I would have said something sarcastic.
Yeah.
Maybe. But at the end of the day, I would have taken what I could have got because I wouldn't, in my brain, I wouldn't be thinking, holy cow, this is the 600th touchdown pass. I'm not counting currently as we go.
I'm sure they announced it on the Jumbotron.
After he had gotten handed the ball. And probably during the debate of
say the announcer knew the next touchdown pass he threw, and I would say they queued it up almost pretty quickly. They do that stuff pretty quick.
I don't think so.
They do.
I watched it live.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was sitting next to him.
You were there?
I was telling him, give it back, give it back.
You said, give it back. It's your fault. Gosh.
If it was me, again, that's the reason I like baseball more, I would have thrown the football back on the field.
Immediately?
Don't hand me that.
Get out of here.
Go win the game.
I would have punted it backwards into the stands, let people fight over it, cause real chaos.
That would have been fun.
And then you go to jail for inciting a riot.
Just meet with lions.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I mean,
just a zookeeper feeding the animals.
Like, he hands me that football, and, like, you know, obviously, like, I don't know how many touchdowns this dude's got, but if it's still in my arms and I see 600 touchdown, most in, you know, whatever, I'm knowing, okay, this is worth more money than I'll probably earn in half of my life, probably not. Really.
It's also,
but then I probably double wrap it like a fullback and run up the stairs.
But at the same
time,
he just got handed a touchdown ball, and there was a couple other Buck fans sitting next to him. Like it wasn't a sold out Soldier Field by any means.
Right.
I feel like he was probably getting dapped up. Like it's hard to just run out of a giant crowd after like, oh, you got the 600th one. Come here, like let me take a picture with it, something like that.
I'm running away. I'd like to think I would just run away.
You'd like to think.
That's enough money to just...
I'd like to just think.
You know, that football, you take that to a real estate agent and say, I would like this home. And they'll say, what is that? And I'll say, this is Tom Brady's 600th touchdown pass. It's worth around $500,000. And they go, well, this house is worth $450,000. Let me go get my purse. I'll get your change. Bada bing, bada boom. That's how it works. You run down the block, find a sign.
I have so much to learn.
Yeah. You know, my cousin's buying a house right now. That's how it's going. We're trying to find football. We can't do it. We tried.
You think you could pull some fraud and just, like, grab a football and just say it?
And just say that? You know, I've thought about it.
Scuff up a little
bit. You look at all those, like, you know, autographs on eBay, and you're like, how many of these guys are just doing it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
How many?
You look at, like, if you were an artist, you know, and you studied someone's signature, you can just... replicated it. It's free money.
It's free real estate.
It's free real estate. You get, it's also a chance, you know, at prison, I think.
Speaking of free.
Oh, we got free stuff?
Baseball's Fall Classic. and celebrate. I don't know why you're looking at me like this. It's FanDuel Sportsbook. I can't help it. I would be doing this ad read even if my Braves weren't in the World Series. I want you to know if the Reds were in this World Series, I'd be doing the ad read.
Yes, you would.
But we live in this world where the Braves have made the World
Braves.
Series.
The Atlanta Braves have gone to the World Series.
The Astros. Emphasis on the ass.
For the record, I want the Braves to win.
Yeah.
But not your Braves.
It would be
Braves.
Good for radio.
I don't want your Braves to win.
Do you want Russ's Braves to win? Same team?
Yeah. I'll cheer for Russ's Braves.
I literally stole Russ's bit. Yeah, I hope you know that.
I don't care. I'm more removed from Russ, so it doesn't bother me when he does. True. I don't care about the Braves.
It's true. It may be a chance for him to learn your name when you congratulate him.
He knows my name. All right. This is a bit.
You started this one.
The stinky
you
is fine.
You started this one.
The stinky's fine and the short's fine. It's okay when I say it. It's funny when I say it.
It's funnier when I say it.
No, it's not.
But again, speaking of free, FanDuel Sportsbook, the number one sportsbook in America.
Uno.
When they give you things, you don't have to worry about giving them back. You just keep it. You know what I mean? That's how it goes. It's safe and secure. It's easy to use.
You hold that.
And they're hooking up all customers. Heard it right. All customers with a risk-free same-game parlay bet. That's where the free comes in. It's risk-free. And for all customers, it's practically free. Place a same-game parlay bet on any game of the World Series. Game one coming up. When is game one? I probably should know this, but... lot on my schedule.
Oh,
Titans are going to win the Super Bowl.
Tuesday? I think it's tomorrow.
Okay.
I believe it's tomorrow.
Okay.
And then, it's in Houston.
They should play it in Colorado.
And then they'll travel to Atlanta on Saturday.
Sick. I might try to go.
You're going to try to go to the World Series? The cheapest ticket I've seen, even like on Twitter, someone said it was $500.
Okay.
Pre-fees.
I'll just go catch a 600th touchdown ball. I'm good.
That's fair. That's worth... You could go every year.
Every year.
Every game.
Dude, I remember reading stories about those homies, the old dudes who have been going to like every Super Bowl since the Super Bowl beginning. It's like... They got to be cartel. You know what I mean? Like they're doing something highly illegal to afford going to the Super Bowl every single year in a pack of seven.
Well, those first Super Bowls were like 20, like $15 to get in.
Fair.
Or like not even.
But then once you get to, at least the 80s or 90s, probably getting a little steeper.
I would say the mid-80s is when it started.
Definitely in the
up.
2000s and especially recently.
Oh,
probably
yeah.
Probably getting pretty steep.
But they're old and they're drawing all this money.
Senior citizen discount.
Yeah, they're retired.
Probably.
You know?
It's fair. That's where our government, that's where your taxes are going.
That's where
America.
Your money's going to those stupid idiots going to the Super Bowl every
year.
Get
rid of Medicaid. They're just going to the Super Bowl. Or hospice. Yeah. Who cares, you know?
It's. I think it's appalling. We shouldn't let those guys go anymore.
No. Next time I see them.
Maybe they're the reason for inflation.
Probably.
They're buying all the tickets.
Probably. Or deflation. So maybe that was the issue with Tom Brady.
Oh, deflation.
Got these old dudes.
Maybe it was those guys. Maybe they broke the phone.
They just don't know how to use it. They didn't break it on purpose. They just couldn't figure out how to use a touchscreen. They tried to fold it closed, you know?
I just figured out what's wrong with the Chiefs.
What's wrong with the Chiefs?
It's Deflategate, but backwards.
Are the balls overinflated?
The balls are overinflated.
On purpose, though, would be
no,
your take.
It's sabotaged. Saboteurs are overinflating our balls. That's why they're bouncing off hands.
Just as Britt Reid's overinflated DUI number.
I don't think it's overinflated. I think it's pretty true.
Yeah.
I think his number is
that would be very funny if they just
real.
Had Britt blowing into a ball just to overinflate it. Just go ahead and get some breathalyzer tests, you know? Go ahead and get some practice.
That's how they were testing it, see if the ball felt drunk. Yeah. Hey, coach,
all the
come over here.
Balls smell like liquor.
You smell that ball?
Screaming kids.
Is that Johnny Walker? What? Yeah, Brit's. We've got Brit on ball duty.
Got Brit on ball duty.
Let's get Brit off ball duty.
Maybe bail duty instead.
But yeah, I think the balls are overinflated. That's really my. That's my hard stance. That's where I'll go. That's the problem.
You can place the same game parlay bet on game one of the World Series. You said tomorrow, correct?
Yeah.
We're gonna have to cut a lot of that, probably.
Yeah. Probably, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Maybe.
Sorry.
Sorry, FanDuel. We forget sometimes.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
It was all right.
It was pretty funny.
Maybe the guy listening thinks it's funny.
If you don't win, you'll get it.
The guy from FanDuel, not one. We have more than one listener right now. I'm referring to the person who checks the read.
Funny.
The guy who checks the read or girl, anybody who wants to check the read.
No,
maybe
we
they
don't
think
have
it's
any
funny.
Girl listeners. I refuse to allow it.
Katie Britt listens.
That's the one exception. She's married in.
That's fair. That's fair.
Any single chicks? No. Yeah.
No, we're not. We're not a single ladies show here, brother. We're not. No, we're not preaching to the single ladies out there. I can assure you that. Okay.
They adore us. Don't get me wrong. But I need a safe space from the single ladies. Most of my complaints are about how I have struggles with single ladies.
Right.
But you can bet on game one of the World Series. And if you don't win, you'll get refunded in site credit.
I'm going to shut up. Thank I keep you. Forgetting
turn,
again.
Turn your mic off. Build your parlay your way by combining your favorite bets into one wager for a bigger payday. All the marbles are riding on the World Series, but you don't have to really worry all about all your marbles going to one spot because you got a risk-free same-game parlay bet. You can bet on any bet type such as the spread, total runs, anytime home run hitter. You could probably even do leading after one inning, under for the first nine, that would be the whole game. Under for the just in case it goes to extras, minus for the seventh, or under for the minus seventh, or whatever you call it. What's the word for like when you're not? Is it minus? I'm thinking of a completely different sport.
I'm not understanding.
I think I'm combining.
I'm not
golf
understanding
and baseball.
What you're asking.
Just seventh inning. It's just the seventh inning.
You could bet on the run line.
That is.
You could
exactly.
bet on the run line. The total.
Yeah. Spread.
Which is that?
Home run hitters. Anything you can dream of, you can probably bet it on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's easy to use. Live betting is your best friend. Baseball, basketball. A little more verbal meme. FanDuel, Lamar Jackson, not Jamar Laxson, which that's kind of funny. Like
Jamar Lax Laxson
with an X, so it's like laxatives. Write that down. But thank you. verbal meme, Ja Morant, Lamar Jackson, A.J. Brown, FanDuel, all pointing to each other. I forgot my joke now.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We're really screwing this one up today.
What was the joke?
I'm sorry, FanDuel.
It's on you.
We normally nail this, though. They can't get that mad.
Now I'm just mad because I've forgotten my own joke. It was,
it was
a good
the
one
Spider-Man
too.
Meme. Everybody's pointing.
Yeah, no.
Did you say Odo Beckham Jr.?
No, I did not mention him. You
mentioned wide receivers. I remember that. At least
I'm not going to be able to think of this joke, and it's really going to upset me.
That's okay. What else do they offer on FanDuel?
Your friends use it.
I use it.
It's the number one sports book in America for a reason. Fast
it's
payouts,
great.
Fast withdrawals, odd boosts and specials, just like this one that they're giving you. So go ahead and take advantage of it. There's no reason not to take advantage of this great opportunity. If you're new to FanDuel, go ahead and take advantage of this opportunity as well because you can make the most out of October baseball and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app using promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. It's promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word. I thought of my joke. It wasn't FanDuel and the Spider-Man. It was Ja Morant, A.J. Brown, the MLB, all pointing at each other, or just the game of baseball in general. Game of runs.
Game of runs.
See?
It is a game of runs.
Exactly. Exactly. Again, same game parlay bet, risk-free for all customers. You get refunded pretty, pretty quickly. I mean, it's fast withdrawals. It's the greatest thing in the world. We butchered this, but it's really hard to butcher something that's so great. We did it, but it's very, very hard. It was very challenging. You must be 21 or older. President Tennessee. Refund issues. Not eligible site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789 against the TN red line number. 1-800-889-9789. I saw your finger wagging, so I had to get you off of the pace.
Yeah,
it's a pretty cool thing.
It's great.
That was the longest ad read in history. Yeah, I apologize to FanDuel and the listeners.
That was its own segment, really.
It really was.
It's a great
and
sports
book. It wasn't good.
It was all right. I think it had something.
If you would have placed some bets in FanDuel for college football, could have made some money. You went 3-1 this week.
I went 3-1.
Five and one.
Let's go.
I lied.
Let's go! I was feeling good.
You went against me in one total. The other total went against you. But then...
You picked
favorites. The only underdog you had on the board was Oregon +1.
They still had to cover. I didn't take a lot. Did I take any money line?
No.
They had to cover. I mean, that's still... No. It's still weighted, you know? I mean, if you take an underdog, they could still lose.
Yeah,
I think
guess.
It's... You know... I think it's harder to cover and win than it is to cover and lose.
Took Pitt. That was a good pick. I'll give you
that. It was a good
Pitt move. Was a good game. I think a lot of people knew that Pitt was going to win, but it was nice to see him get that 3.5 and really dominate that game.
Yep.
The under in Cincy Navy, you were right on that one. They just ran out of time. Like the points
that
were
offense,
there.
Yeah.
The points were there. Genuinely just ran out of time.
Just takes too long.
It was a close game. I was very upset about it. I think it ended at 47. I think it ended at 47.
Yeah.
Never been mad like that before.
But that other one.
Yeah. Was,
but that other?
52.5, I believe it was.
I think I took it at 52.5.
I'm looking at it.
Yeah, it's 15. And the losing team scored 53?
Yeah, yeah. You had Wisconsin minus 3.5, which they beat up on Purdue. Good pick, I guess, even though it's a favorite.
Major letdown game?
Yeah.
Purdue just beat the number 2 team in the country.
Then you
That's
went
not
against
an
me.
Easy
you
pick.
You went against me with my crazy pick, which is like, yeah, I guess you could go. You had Notre Dame minus 7 when I had USC money line, obviously. Did not go as planned. It looked like maybe something could happen there at the end, but then USC falls apart. Money line does not come true. You do cover the 7, but I went 4-4. Like I didn't have a bad
That's
week
solid.
By any means.
I mean,
like that is a
500
very strong
is okay.
Week. I had Oregon, UCLA over at 60. It was 34-31. So you do the math. I don't feel like it. I had Tennessee money line. Didn't hit. They wouldn't even cover, but didn't hit. We'll get into that game in a little bit. I had the over in that one. That hit at 68. I had the Navy Cincy over. Obviously that did not hit. I had the Pitt Clemson under. That hit. I had NC State covering 3.5. NC State has 3 guys go out with season-ending injuries in the first half. That did not hit after
Doesn't
that.
Help.
And then Oklahoma State covering 7. I don't know if I mentioned that one. I also had that, and they covered that even though they lost. It was an underdog plus 7, not minus 7. 5-1. Pretty impressive, I guess, for picking favorites. Throw some underdogs on your board.
It's literally they have to cover. If it was Moneyline favorites, then sure. Those are easy bets.
Should we just start doing money lines? I think that would be fun. Because we haven't kept up with the system. We've missed too many Fridays. So
and that'll inflate
matter.
Our numbers a whole lot more.
Down
I can
above.
Throw out like 10 moneyline picks on college football.
Yeah, but again, but then once a couple of them go awry, it's all downhill.
Sure.
We'll do this. You can... We'll work out the rules, but my thought process is you can choose one from each different category of spread. So you can choose one from a minus 20, one from a minus 15 or above, one from a minus 10 or above, one from a minus, and then you have to choose like one from a minus 2, one from a minus 4, one from a minus 6, and then once we get to like 10, just like, okay, that's
10 and up.
Yeah, like that's, go ahead and take the spread type deal if you really think that team's going to win.
Okay.
Just thinking out loud.
We could do that. I don't care.
We couldn't. It doesn't.
Yeah. I don't care. If you want to do that, then let me know and I'll do that.
We both had identical
weeks
in NFL.
How did I do in the NFL? What was my record?
We both went the exact same. Take a guess. What do you think we went?
Oh, no.
We both had 8 picks.
8 picks that I'm guessing I went like 2-6.
We both went 3-5.
That's better than I thought.
Not
okay.
good, though.
That's why you start your expectations low, because that didn't sound nearly as bad after I said 2-6.
I had Lions money line. They could not hold on. It was close for a little bit. You can't.
Stafford's pretty good.
You can't say it wasn't close for a
sure,
little bit.
Sure, for a little bit.
It pulled out all the tricks. Threw the kitchen sink out.
I mean,
too.
Dan Campbell wanted to win that football
he did
game
so bad.
So
I'm
bad.
Gonna take him next week.
I love it.
I'll go ahead and preview one of my picks. I'm taking Lions money line against anybody, and if it's the bye week, even better. That's an automatic win.
It's a dub. Yeah,
who are they playing this week?
You got to respect that as a out of a coach. You know?
Oh, I loved it. I love every bit about it.
Oh yeah, they play the Eagles this week.
Oh, give me the money line. I've never been so excited about a money line.
The Eagles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me the Lions money line already. I'll go ahead and take it.
That's not a bad bet. They're 0-7. They're desperate. They just got beat.
It might be another letdown spot.
I don't know. They did like try it all.
What's their next big game? I might go ahead
next
and call
big
it
game?
Now. I might go ahead and call it now.
I mean, they play the Browns in 2 weeks. This week, then they play the Steelers, then they play the Browns.
They're going to beat the Packers week 17.
The Packers?
Week 17.
Last game of the year?
Last game of the year.
Okay.
And if the Cardinals are still undefeated, they're going to beat the
Cardinals.
Does
that count? Does this pick still count if the Packers are like already clinched the 1 seed and Aaron Rodgers sits?
I'm just taking money line. I'm going and calling. I'm calling
okay.
The Lions wins. Where
I just
I see
would
them.
Like it to be known that I have a feeling Aaron Rodgers isn't playing that game. So yeah, great pick. Okay, I'm just letting you know.
It's money line, baby.
I'm just letting you
it's
know.
It's just money line.
I'm just letting you know.
If the Cardinals are still undefeated by whatever week this... Well, what week were we in? 0-7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. If the Cardinals are 14-0 going into week 15, going to Detroit. Lions are winning that game.
Okay.
That's another money line bet okay. right there.
Okay. I mean, they've not won a game this year.
I know, but I can see it.
Okay.
It's all the pieces are there.
I understand.
Dan Campbell is coaching his ass off.
He's coaching for his job, I'll tell you that much.
But no, I'll go ahead and read through my picks. I had Lions money line. Again, I'm going to take them every week. I had the Jets, Patriots over 42. I believe the Patriots covered that by themselves. I was very nervous about touching that game in general in terms of the spread because it was a -7 spread. And I was like, I have no idea what to think about. Like, the Patriots embarrassed them the first time. Can they do it again? Yeah, they can. 54-13. They get the dub in a very impressive performance. Mac Jones, 300 yards, 2 touchdowns. Damian Harris, 106 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Not bad.
All
Pretty
around,
solid.
Just good game from
Pretty
that
solid.
Team. I had the Panthers -3. Didn't happen. They only scored 3, lost 25-3. The Falcons, Dolphins under, which was looking very strong. Very, very strong. And then Atlanta football decided to give up a touchdown and score again to blow the over. Screwed me on that one. It was sitting at 46 with like 5 minutes left. And then all hell broke loose in
that
game.
Don't you hate that?
Oh, it was very fun. Because I didn't even want to watch that game, but then I had to see if my bet was going to hit.
There's been a cap on it the whole game. You're like, ah, you know, this is probably
That's
gonna...
why I don't like bet and unders, but some games are just under
and
games.
And then it just blows open right at the end.
I had the Bengals-Ravens over 46, which I didn't think it was going to hit that way, but I didn't think it was going to hit at all until the Bengals score 28 in the second half, 14 and 14 in both quarters. Very impressive down the stretch.
Did I have the Bengals on my card?
I think you had money line, yeah.
Bengals money line? Yeah.
Which was a good call.
Yeah.
I think I agreed with you.
Felt good about it.
I think I agreed with you. I don't know exactly what I said. I don't think I liked the Ravens in that spot, but I did not expect 41 points
I
from
did,
the Bengals.
No. I mean, I said money line. I was thinking maybe they sneak out of there.
Jamar Chase, 8 catches, 200 yards. A touchdown to go with it.
He's really, really good.
Very good at football.
Really good.
We got some stats for him as well.
He doesn't
well.
Even need the stripes.
No.
As everybody thought.
I think I mentioned I had Titans money line. That hit. Had the over as well, which I think I mentioned this on the air. If I went against myself. I did a little flip-floppy and took the over instead of the under. I don't know if you can see it from all the way over here, but you see how, like, scratchy and dark that
yep.
O is right there.
Yes.
It's because it was originally a U.
That's
and
tough.
I turned it into an O, and I've never been more frustrated about something. I say that a lot. I've been frustrated about a lot of things, but that was very frustrating. I had a U. I put an O. I bet the over. It did not hit because the Chiefs suck. Those were my picks. We had pretty close, similar picks. You had the Panthers -3 as well. That did not hit, but you did get the under in that game, so that hit. So you were 1-for-1 in that game.
I knew
game.
It would be ugly.
The
I
Falcons
just didn't know which way.
We're covering, lost, but then won, but didn't cover. They did not cover the 2.5. They only won by 2. You lost that bet.
Those hurt the worst.
Rams did not cover the 16. I had Lions money line, obviously. I probably should have bet him +16, but I was too confident in Dan Campbell. I got enthralled, which I'm still enthralled. You had the Chiefs money line. I don't remember what happened in that one, actually. Oh, 27-3. My bad. Yeah, Chiefs suck. And then you had Bears covering the 11.5, which I did as well, and that did not happen, unfortunately.
I was really just hoping the Bears would beat them.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be a fun
right
little scenario to
I was
see
right
play
there with
out.
You. I had some crazy picks.
But the Bears are just... They're just bad.
Yeah.
Especially on defense.
You had the Packers -8, and they covered.
And offense.
Packers -8 covered and hit.
Yes.
So that was a good pick.
Yeah.
Solid weekend.
Packers are a good bet most games this year.
Ugly slate. I think it's ironic that I've done better than you in every single weekend other than the by far worst slate in both sports. But, you know, that's just me paying attention to trends, you know? I'm not saying anything's a fact.
I'm just saying I can see, I know who's worst, When it's a battle of the bads, I can tell you.
Oh,
who's
I thought
bad.
You meant in this scenario of picking games. It's like yes, I. It's
no,
very
if you put
you.
Two teams that are bad playing each other, I can kind of tell you who's the better worst team.
Yeah, that's what I was just talking about when I say you bet only favorites.
They covered. Like what do you mean? I would have bet underdogs if they would have covered. You know what I'm saying? I looked at the games. I saw what I thought was going to happen, and then I made those picks. And then they did happen. I'm sorry I was so right. I'm so sorry.
You want to hear some stats?
Yeah. No.
They're not. I'm going to have to read the mean ones. But I won't start
okay,
with
that's fine.
Do you want me to start with the mean ones? Or
no, I don't even care. Just put them anywhere you want. It doesn't bother me.
Most receiving yards by a player through the first 7 games in NFL history. Or his first 7 games. Like rookie season, debut 7 games. Jamar Chase stands alone at 754.
And he broke, that's Randy Moss's rookie record. Mm-hmm. Where he was insane.
I'm trying to find. There was not. The only thing I hate about
that
list.
That might have been Randy Moss's rookie record.
I don't know.
That specific. I don't know. He owns a bunch of records.
Mm-hmm. He does own a bunch of records.
But yeah, Ja'Marr Chase is surpassing everybody's expectations. Everybody kind of, you know, had a problem with the pick. Or some people had things to say about the pick.
Did I?
I don't know.
Okay, I couldn't tell if you were hinting at me. I was like, I
don't think
so.
I
do not remember saying anything about that pick.
I don't think me and you are arguing over receiver offensive line.
No, I was about to say, I was like, other than the fact that it was like, yeah, cool. Like they got his teammate. Like that was.
I thought that was
that
cool.
Was the extent of our conversation.
I think
about
we had
Ja'Marr
the
Chase.
Conversation of that's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty
you know,
much.
I think that was our take. So we're on the right side.
I think
of
actually
history.
We were probably right in terms of. I think we. I know at least I remember
we brought up
saying
some
that
stuff.
In terms of the teammates that got drafted to their former teammate quarterback, it was going to be Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow over Tua and Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, I think so.
And Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith. I think.
Yeah,
we
agreed
on
that.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely not making that up in hindsight.
No, I probably said Devontae Smith, I guarantee you.
Do you want to go through the mean stats real quick? I do have one positive stat to make you feel better afterwards, if that's okay with you. I do have
do it at the end.
One cheery note to save as a cherry on the top.
Okay.
And this is not a joke. Chiefs are now 3-4.
Not good.
StatMuse releases some stats.
Is this going to be like the first time they have a losing record since?
No, it's just
because I was going to give a guess.
It's going to be just pure stats.
Okay.
32nd in turnovers. How many teams are in the NFL again?
Man, there's so many I can hardly. I don't even know. Probably way more than that, right?
At least 40. You know, they
gotta be 50.
They gotta be
around.
Middle of the pack,
there's
right?
There's 32. We're last.
They're 32 in points allowed.
That's also. I'm telling you, our defense is really bad.
They're also 32 in yards allowed.
Yep. Defense is bad.
32nd in yards per play allowed.
Okay.
31st, so there some improvement in pass yards allowed. 31st in rushing yards allowed. 31st in rush or in receiving yards allowed, and 32nd in first downs allowed.
Right. I would like to pause.
A lot like this Titans team last year.
I would like to pause very quickly and say, what do you want Mahomes to do?
You are being very, very defensive and jumping to the guns.
You know,
I never said anything about Mahomes.
I'm not coming at you.
No, but just very defensive and seem almost self-conscious about Mahomes.
I'm not.
That like
I'm just saying
you're just automatically like I didn't even mention Mahomes. I'm just reading stats and you just what do you want Mahomes to do?
I was making Mahomes.
What do you want Mahomes to do? He can't do anything. It's very clear he can't do anything. That's why he's struggling because the team around him sucks.
Bad.
Just reading stats. You jumped to the guns, man.
I didn't even jump to
the guns.
You seem
concerned.
No.
Maybe you should trade him.
Why you want him?
No, maybe not over Tannehill, but I mean I'd think about it. I definitely have to sleep it over.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Okay.
Is that fair?
You wouldn't?
Could okay.
So you wouldn't trade?
No, we just talked about having to make quick decisions in high-pressure scenarios
yeah.
that could lead to a
Do
lot
it.
Of money and
Do
fortune.
It. 3, 2, 1.
Well,
make a decision.
I would
Go.
Need
Three.
Some time. I just told you earlier, a couple segments ago, that I would need some time to think things over.
Right.
I would not be able to make a good decision, and I don't know what I would want. I would definitely think about it. I would definitely sleep on it. I don't know what I would want.
Man, Mahomes better than Tannehill.
Right now, who knows?
Yeah.
In the future, who knows? We know in the past, yes. There's still a lot of football to be played. Now, would I take Clyde over Derrick Henry? Probably.
Yeah, you probably should.
I would.
He's
we
quicker.
We need a receiving back.
He's quick, yeah.
I want three names, you know?
Right. That's good. Edwards-Helaire. I mean, that's a strong name to have on the back of a jersey. Henry. Those Kings all got it wrong.
Would you take Julio Jones or A.J. Brown over either Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce at the moment?
Travis Kelce is a tight end, so that doesn't count.
Fair.
Mecole Hardman for either of those
no,
two?
No, no, no. That's
Mecole Hardman,
that's
the other?
That's a major step down. It's a major step down.
I was just trying to negotiate.
It's like trying to compare.
Tyreek for
that's
either
like
of those?
Trying to say like.
At
like
this
you,
moment, yes.
Yeah.
At this moment, in this, like on October 25th, 2021, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because as of now, their hands work.
Yeah.
In this moment in time.
Their butts don't. But at least their hands do.
Yeah. That'll stop if they got it. It's got to stop eventually.
Y'all are just a bad parenting team now that I think about it. Mahomes can't play football once he has a kid.
Right.
Tyreek, obviously, we know.
Was cleared of all charges.
But still, the speculation is not good speculation. And then
was cleared of all charges.
Andy Reid doesn't have the greatest track record either with his children.
That's a grown man at this point. That's a grown
who
man at
him?
This point.
Who taught him to be the man he is today? Everyone has vices. Andy's is Hawaiian shirts and khaki shorts.
Burgers.
Someone else is DUIing, you know?
No, what we're not going to do is blame
Travis
Big Red.
Travis Kelce is probably sterile, so, like...
Am I missing a joke here?
I mean, he just, like, he has to be.
Okay.
Do you not think?
He could be.
I mean, he's a handsome dude. You think he'd have a kid by now?
Okay, I see what you're saying now. Bad fathers.
Also, you got to keep the beard. I think we talked about it already.
Yeah, he looks bad.
Do you think it's the beard?
He looks bad without the beard.
Do you think it's the beard, though? He's had a beard when y'all were winning. Shaves it. Chiefs blow.
I mean, it could be. You know, he had the goatee first, mm-hmm. and then grew it to the beard. I think the goatee added a little bit of flair, you know, but with the full beard, he was stronger.
There's only room for one goatee on a team, you know. So once Patrick Mahomes comes in that locker room, you got to grow it out.
Right. The beard made him stronger, and without it, he's weak.
Do you want a happy stat, though?
Go ahead.
The Warriors are 3-0.
Yeah, they are.
For the first time since 2015.
I watched the game last night.
Congratulations. They're 3-0 for the first time since 2015.
Very nice. Klay still hasn't played. Iguodala's hurt, even though he's...
82-0?
I mean, right now...
It's not out of the question.
As of right now, it is not completely out of the question.
You are on pace.
You have to ask the question, you know, does this team have the legs to do it?
Would you even want 82-0?
I mean, we've already got the record. What's the point? You know, actually, it'd be nice to go win a championship.
Probably. That'd be pretty good.
Because that other one doesn't even count. You know?
Hit a break.
It's not as cool. Yeah, we can hit a break.
Quick segment before birthdays. When I mean quick, I mean long. We'll be right back. Hour 2 overtime, rolling right along live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys. Going up until 8 p.m. as always. Like I said, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Tucker, you got any final thoughts on the Chiefs real quick?
No. I mean...
I just need some stalling real quick.
Okay, well, I can just talk for a minute. Like, it hurts, you know? It hurts more. It stings, you know, because there is that worry in the back of your head of, you know, have I seen the peak? You know, my dad, he became a fan back in 68 or something like that. Super Bowl I.
I'm good.
You know, and immediately saw.
You're ready to stop.
Sure, I can. Real quick, let me finish my sentence. He became a fan, and then, you know, just a few short years later, Super Bowl IV, he sees a Super Bowl win. Hey, flying high. This team might be good, you know, might make a name for itself in this new NFL, they're calling it. And then he didn't see another one for 50 years. What if I'm the same way? I went through a longer period before the Super Bowl, you know, he got his a little quicker than I did. But what if that's all I get for 50 years? You know, that thought is in the back of my head and it's a little scary. That's all I'm going to say. If you see me with a frown, just know that's what I'm thinking about. I think we're okay. We should be fine. But I have opened and walked into the room where the panic button is.
Would you adopt Patrick Mahomes' child?
Yes.
For the sake of the Chiefs?
Yes.
That was a very quick answer.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. I'll even, like, raise the child and, you know.
I mean, you're a fellow football player. So.
Whenever I'll raise the baby. When it turns into a child, it'll be fine. It'll sleep in its own room. It'll be good. He'll be able to sleep. I'll not sleep.
Should be a nanny.
I was ready to give him my brain. You know, I saw that hit, and I was like, oh, no. I was ready. I called the doctor.
Donate my brain to science.
We'll swap.
I'm sure he would want that.
Yeah, I probably couldn't read a defense quite as well anymore. Anyway,
I got some headlines.
You got headlines?
Quickly headlines. So only choose a few or two.
Okay.
But I'll just read you the headline. Then I want you to tell me what you want to hear. We're going to save the rest of them for tomorrow and for the week, because we do have a bye week, so it's going to be a slower week in terms of news and stuff. So I'm going to save them. So if you're tuning in tomorrow and you're like, hey, we already heard this one. We didn't get to tell the jokes. We only read the headline. So no jokes, just headlines. Teacher fired and arrested after elementary school student found her blank.
Okay, read the next one. I need to make a fair assessment.
Halloween safety tips from Knoxville Police Department.
Okay, that could be good.
Fans Ask Disney to ban blank that went viral.
I'm most interested in that one so okay. far. Those Disney people are a little weird.
Hiker lost for 24 hours.
Okay.
I'm just going to stop there.
Okay. There's more. I like that. Okay.
And then meet the guy who spends just $150 a year to eat at blank.
Give me the Disney people. We'll get to everybody. But right now, I want to hear about these Disney people.
Disney adults are being too adult for Disney adults as fans ask Disney to ban inappropriate shirt that went viral. Disney fans.
People wear all number of shirts. What kind of shirt was?
Often get creative.
Right.
When they wear the theme park shirts. We've seen couples wear shirts relating to their favorite prince and princesses. Mickey and Minnie.
Right.
Woody and Buzz.
That's cute. Not really, you weirdos.
What? Woody and Buzz?
No, just the wearing the matching shirts.
Oh, I got you,
overall. You know,
you
even
wait until I said the only same sex one. And
I'll be
like,
honest
gross.
With you. I'll be honest with you. Didn't even peg that they were same sex there.
Didn't even
you know?
Peg it.
I think if Buzz and Woody, you know, that's their deal. I don't care.
To infinity and
beyond. I just think the nerds wearing the shirts are losers.
Yes,
I'll go ahead and
agree.
Say that.
I agree. However, one couple wore matching T-shirts to Disney that are causing quite the uproar amongst fans as they find the shirts extremely inappropriate.
Extremely inappropriate?
This is from InsideTheMagic.net, by the way. Direct
Disney's
source.
Own message. They got message, like how football teams have message yeah. boards. Disney yeah. does. Okay.
The following tweet is now going viral, and by viral, they mean 1.4K likes.
Not good. That's not even. I've gotten way more likes.
I don't know how this popped
I've
up
never
on my
been
Google
viral.
News page.
That's low. That's rookie numbers.
But they're going viral, and fans are now asking to ban these types of shirts from the park due to its inappropriateness.
What's the shirt?
The shirt says.
Is it got like graphic imagery?
Nope. It just simply says, "I gave her," and then it has the big Disney D.
Right.
And then the girl's shirt says, "I want it," and then it has the large Disney D.
She wanted to go to Disney. He took her to Disney. That's good.
I gave her the Disney.
That's a good boyfriend, husband,
fiance.
I
wanted the Disney.
She wanted to go to Disney. Some women in her age bracket like to go to Disney.
When two people love each other very much,
they go to Disney. They go to Disney. That's what
I mean,
they
do. That's the two things, right?
It's part of life.
When you have a wife and you win a Super Bowl, you go to Disney.
You go to Disney, all right? Some guys go to Disney almost every year, but never win a Super Bowl.
No, sometimes go every day.
Some.
We'll get to that, man. In a
Some
bit.
Go That's to Disney so much they could fill out a football team.
But the shirt of the couple wearing are inappropriate for a family setting, and so are others agreeing with Sam, who tweeted out, Sam Carter, tweeted out, D is for don't.
D is for don't. Okay.
Aaliyah chimed in on Twitter.
Aaliyah the artist.
Just Aaliyah. Just
wait, oh no, that person. Never just, mind.
She
Whoopsie.
Got 1.1K likes.
1.1K? That's almost as much as the original source material we're discussing.
If they banned these shirts, I wouldn't be mad.
What a take.
Love Disney
Twitter. What a hard-line stance they just took.
D is for discomfort, another fan chimes in. But perhaps my favorite one is RSG, Ranel G. Not Randall, Ranel, Ranel G. Tweets out, kind of tacky.
I agree. Poignant take.
Which is just very ironic that you're not assessing Disney adults as a whole with the tacky
label. The whole
label.
Thing's tacky. Like, I think that's the main appeal, right? That it's tacky. Haha, quirky little, you know.
There is a nice note, though. Please keep in mind, if you are visiting Disney, it is a family-friendly environment. Children will be present. And we're strictly talking about actually Disney, not the puns we were making earlier.
Disney is saying this.
Yes. No, this is the website saying this.
Right, the message board.
Additionally, Disney does have the right to refuse entry or to remove any guest wearing inappropriate attire. As of Disney and Disneyland's website, we reserve the right to deny entry or admission to and or remove any person wearing attire that we consider inappropriate or attire that could distract from the experience of other guests. So if you wore a shirt that said, like, none of this is real, they could snatch you out.
Could they?
Yeah.
It'd be kind of funny.
According to
well, you don't have to wear the shirt. Just run around to every kid and be like, that's not really Goofy. That's a guy
start
in there.
Start taking heads off.
There's a dude in there. You took a picture with a weird guy. That'd be fun. You know, just ruin dreams.
But yes, Disney adults. I found Disney Twitter, and I have followed every one of those accounts, and I will be keeping tweet notifications on for the rest of my life.
You're in on Disney Twitter?
Yeah.
Adult Disney Twitter?
I'm going to visit it like I visit like a Vols Picks Twitter page. Like, I won't chime in. I will never say anything.
Watch from a distance silently?
Very true.
Okay.
Very true. With binoculars, if you
will. I will keep my distance from Disney Twitter.
My sister's a Disney adult, so I kind of have an insider source. You know, I got someone on the inside. She's in the Facebook groups.
I don't think I know a Disney person, thankfully.
That is good.
It's really like I can reflect on myself and be like, I'm doing something right.
They usually die young. Roller coaster malfunctions.
Right. Always the gators at Disney World, you know?
I don't know where I was going with that, but that was funny.
They always die young. Okay. That's scary.
We don't have another time for another headline, but we got some good ones slated for the rest of the week, so make sure you tune in to not just all overtime, but all of Fandom Radio, but especially overtime, as I didn't even really get to hit half of what I wanted. We had not only the headlines we just read, the Nets had a stampede at their stadium. I wanted to talk about that. There was some new fines. Speaking of testing on dogs, I wanted to address some concerns with that, maybe tell some jokes about that, because what I do best, you know? Fauci and the Hound, that was my first thought.
Incredible.
A couple of stats about Tennessee football we'll get into. And the Manning cast, though, I do want to mention, is back tonight.
I love the Manning cast.
Also, I think we're going to do a draft.
Hope they you know, Eli keeps his mouth shut, you know? Hope he doesn't need to do any public trash talking.
I guess, but still hand signs.
That would be. I would like birds, that. Yeah. I would like the double birds to make a reappearance. And you'd be like, hey guys, remember when I did this?
Would you?
That'd be awesome.
What do you think about doing a Halloween candy draft? Like a best, a worst?
That would be in for that.
Favorite?
Yeah. I could do that.
I think that would be good. I think we could think of some. Maybe just a Halloween or a trick or treating theme one. We're the two youngest guys at the station.
Right. My experience is different than yours.
Yeah, yeah. You had to
drive. Yeah. Yeah. Looking back, that sucked.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Ubering to trick or treat.
Uber wasn't
you practically
anything.
Just trunk or treated. You just ended up getting out of the car still.
The trunk or treat was a blessing. You know, all that candy but in
Mike,
one spot.
Mike Leach went on a 1 minute rant about his favorite, and it was a great rant. It was
peak
a,
Mike
he
Leach.
Only hit like two different types of candies, but it was a great rant.
He loves gummies.
It was a great rant. We'll be right back. Time for the birthday game, for the birthday game, for the birthday game, for the birthday game. As always, people are born and then we talk about them no later and no sooner, long as it's different, is the names and the day. Quick birthday game today. Tucker, take it away.
I will gladly.
A lot of these quick segments where we've been just getting distracted too
easily.
Yeah,
we've been rambling a lot today. This person's 37 years old. She is a pop singer, 37, born in Santa Barbara, California. Pop singer who gained fame in 2008 after releasing a hit that everybody's heard. Her 2010 album...
Excuse me.
Blank. I won't say the name yet because I feel like that'll immediately give
Kelly Clarkson.
Featured five songs that topped the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, earning her the distinction of being the first female artist to achieve the feat. She was voted Woman of the Year by Billboard in 2012. In 2018, she became a judge on American Idol.
Alicia Keys.
No, the hit was I Kissed a Girl.
Katy Perry.
It is Katy Perry's birthday today. She is 37 years old.
More like Certified Girl Lover, am I right?
Certified Girl Lover. Oh, nice.
It's a banger.
Banger.
Another one of those like songs that I enjoyed as a child.
Yeah. I was like, whoa.
Most of Katy Perry's music videos I enjoyed as a child.
I was a big fan. The cupcakes were cool.
California Girls?
Yeah. Great one. 91, when this person passed away in 1973, I'm going to say, you know, unfortunately, in 91. Malaga, Spain is where they were born in 1881.
Long life.
They are a painter.
Pablo Picasso.
Yes.
He's the only like painter who's famous that you would do who was... It's mind-breaking that he was still alive around then.
Yeah, he died in 73. Like, you know, kind of a modern guy. This guy, very modern guy, born in 1971, aged 50 today, born in Chicago, Illinois. He is a TV actor, also been in movies, but a TV actor, I believe, is how they have him on here. Best known for his role on a television show named The Office. He has frequently acted in a supporting role in several comedic films. Worked as a music teacher in Chicago.
Yeah,
before
no, I
taking
know who it is. I just
got to
think of his name. It's Mr. Rogers.
It's
Daryl Philbin.
He was in Pineapple Express.
Craig Robinson.
It is Craig Robinson.
His show was something Robinson or something like that when he had a show on ABC. So
right.
I just had to think of his first name.
Okay, yeah, Craig Robinson. Great. He's
the
been
man,
funny in everything that I've seen him in.
Man, Campbell's on the TV. He was just a second ago.
He looked good.
Not some bad quarterback, but. Man Campbell looked good.
Yeah, Man Campbell. Anyways, 23 years old today, born in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, born in 1998. 23 today, they are a baseball player, Major League Baseball player, an outfielder who made his MLB debut in 2019.
Ronald Acuna Jr.?
No. In 2019, at the age of 19.
I didn't think you would give me a Brave, my Braves.
No.
It'd be too easy.
You know the whole roster. He helped his team win their first ever World Series championship in 2019. He was named the Gulf Coast League MVP in 2016.
Who won their first ever?
He became the youngest player since Ken Griffey Jr. to be intentionally walked in a game in May 2018.
Giancarlo Stanton.
He is a boisterous guy in the batter's box. Constantly, he's got swagger about him. Always, you know, kind of strutting at the pitcher a little bit. He plays for the Nationals. Maybe he doesn't anymore. No, he does. He still does. He was drafted by the Nationals.
No, this is another guy. I know who it is now. I just got
yes,
think
you do.
Of
he's
a
very popular name.
It just hit when you said Nationals.
Very
I
popular
got it
person.
Without the name. Oh.
Plays for the Nationals. He's young.
It's the dude who just fell while swinging
yes.
at hockey pucks.
Yep, that's
what
him.
Is his name?
Do you want the initials?
No.
Okay. I won't give them to you then.
It's really close to Joey Votto.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Not even close. This man is from the
no,
Dominican
no, the
Republic.
Name. The name strictly.
Sort of, yeah, sure, yeah. The last name's rhyme.
It's Soto. What's his first name?
I mean.
Oh, no.
It starts with a J. I'll give you that.
I don't want to accidentally.
I know.
Is it Juan Soto?
It's Juan
okay.
Soto's birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. I know those eggshells you were tiptoeing around because you were like, well, I don't want to say the wrong name.
Yeah, because if I again, not
right.
to offend, but if
right.
I went Jose Soto, like
right.
that looks really bad on Will
you
Stevens.
Look stupid.
And a
little insensitive.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah. So I understand, but you got it. Happy birthday, Juan Soto. Incredibly young, incredibly
if he was Jose Soto, that would be insanely close, because Jose is just Joseph.
Right.
Same
right,
thing.
That would be the same
Joey,
name.
Joseph, Jose.
Except, yeah.
Exactly.
Same person. This person is 44 years old today, born in Beverly Hills, California.
The final one?
Yes, the final birthday. They are a music producer. I picked this name because they've produced for Mac Miller before, and I think I've heard you say their name before.
Ninth Wonder?
No, an American producer and rapper who has produced beats for a number of hip-hop's biggest acts, including Action Bronson, Mac Miller, and Danny Brown.
The Alchemist.
It is The Alchemist's birthday.
Love The Alchemist.
He is 44 years old today, and it is The Alchemist's birthday.
I don't know if he got his name from the book, but if you ever have an opportunity, it's like the first book I really loved, The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. I'm probably butchering that, but it's
okay.
just fun to say like that.
Paulo?
Fantastic book.
Okay.
Fantastic book.
Cool.
Get a little deep on the show. Life. Oh, shoot, I forgot the quote. It was my senior
oh,
quote.
Oh, no. You're blowing it.
Oh, the chance of dreams coming true is what gives life meaning, or something like that.
Wow, that's deep.
This was a botched show. I said it when we started.
We ruined it.
I said it when we started.
I think this was actually a classic. I think you'll realize later that the people who listen to the deep
it's
tracks...
Like, in Illinois and Penn State, ninth overtime. Like, it was ugly,
yeah,
but it was still good.
It's a classic. Real
good.
Fans will remember this one.
That was our ninth overtime right there.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We love you guys.